The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. This is Atlanta's exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. Now, the Fan presents the Braves Clubhouse Report.
1-1 to Olsen. And he drives one to deep center field. Back at the wall, that is pulverized out of the ballpark.
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Swung on, belted. Deep right field. Gone.
This is the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Now, the Braves Clubhouse Report.
Well, it might be a day off for the Braves, but not for us. Braves Clubhouse Report typically with you Wednesdays, 2 to 2.30 here on the Fan, but pushed back a day as the boys were in action in Houston yesterday. And, of course, we're glad to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon. Kevin McAlpin here with you till the bottom of the hour, talking all things Braves, headed home off a 5-1 road trip. And, of course, we will get reaction coming up here in just a few moments from Brian Snitker. Get his thoughts on yesterday's 5-4 win in 10 innings. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll check in with everybody's favorite. Jeff Francoeur is going to join us on the program. We'll talk about the Braves' hot start, off to a 12-5 clip here to start the new year. We'll get Frenchie's thoughts on overcoming some adversity, some injuries, and of course where the Braves go from here in their pitching staff. That and more with Jeff Francoeur. And of course at the bottom of the hour, we'll check in with Chuck and Chernoff, find out what's coming up on the big show here this afternoon. Yesterday though, the Braves wrapped up a very, very successful road trip, a 5-1 swing through Miami and Houston, and they did it and took a little extra yesterday in 10 innings. 5-4 was your final. A game started by Max Fried. He worked five innings, allowed three runs earned on seven hits, walked four, struck out two. Listening to Max after the ball game yesterday, that was probably the most frustrating part of his line, those four walks. But fortunately, he was able to limit the damage and not allow those walks to come back to bite him, especially early on in the game. Astros got up on the board first on a Yordan Alvarez solo homer in the first inning. Braves tied it from who else? Marcell Ozuna, who extended his hitting streak to 16 consecutive. Marcell has been one of the hottest hitters in all of Major League Baseball. And of course, Orlando Arcia was the hero yesterday. A game-tying sac fly in the eighth and the game winner, an RBI single in the 10th inning. Put these numbers out during the postgame show yesterday. The Atlanta offense, they were just 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. That one was Orlando Arcia's game-winning single. It's amazing how he saved those big moments when the Braves needed them most. Of course, the bullpen did a great job yesterday between Jesse Chavez and Pierce Johnson. Joe Jimenez, who has been spectacular going back to the end of last May. A.J. Minter gets a couple of outs in the ninth to send it to extra innings. And then, of course, with two down, Orlando Arcia's eighth RBI and his second of the game proves to be the difference maker in that one. Minter does pick up the win. He's now 3-1 on the season. The rest of the road trip, obviously highlighted by what we saw from Reynaldo Lopez on Tuesday in game two. Six scoreless innings, four hits, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Lopez, a guy who signed with the Braves this offseason, thinking he'd probably be a reliever, be a guy that could be a high leverage guy coming out of your bullpen, but that has been anything but. Lopez has been spectacular in the rotation. He's allowed just one earned run in 18 innings worth of work over three starts. And of course, we'll see what they decide to do about the innings and the pitch counts and things of that nature. But they've said that there's really no limits. So there's no hesitation to let him go out there and throw six or seven innings. That has been a very, very nice surprise in this Braves starting staff. And then speaking of surprises, go back to game one in Houston on Monday. Darius Vines pitched well in his season debut, allowed a run on four hits over 4 2/3. Bullpen once again stepped up big for the Braves in that 6-1 victory. So again, they go 5-1 through Miami and Houston. The only hiccup was all the way back on Saturday when Chris Sale had a rocky outing. It really didn't seem to matter who was on the other side because Max Meyer just carved up the Braves on Saturday, but that's the only loss of the road trip. So certainly a well-deserved, much-earned day off today, and the Braves looking forward to a nice long stretch here at home. They will welcome the Texas Rangers to town, the defending World Series champions in town starting tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night baseball. Then the Miami Marlins come to town, and boy, it has been a rough go, to say the least, for Skip Schumacher's club. Day off a week from today, and then the Guardians come calling for a three-game series. That'll be next Wednesday. So 9 games over the next 10 days here at Truist Park, and of course, we are looking forward to seeing you back here in the building. Some great crowds on the opening homestand, and you figure with the Rangers coming to town this weekend, should be standing room only capacity crowds, and hopefully the Braves offense can pick up where they've left off over the first couple of weeks of the season, averaging about 6.5 runs per game. And of course, the magic number for the Braves, scoring 5 runs. When they do that, they are 12-1 on the season. All right, let's take you inside the Braves clubhouse following yesterday's win. Let's hear from Brian Snitker. As obviously, yesterday's hero was Orlando Arcia, and it seems like it's somebody different every single day. But here was Snit talking about Arcia coming up clutch for the Braves.
Yeah, he's got a slow heartbeat. I mean, I like seeing him in big situations. Even last year, he had a lot of big hits, and because he doesn't get caught up in all the excitement and whatever, he stays calm and slows the game down and allows himself a chance.
Yeah, and he certainly plays a great brand of shortstop as well. So good to see Orlando come up there. 2 hits, he was on base 3 times, actually struck out and reached on a wild pitch in the 4th inning. But again, that go-ahead RBI single in the 10th with 2 down in the inning. And of course, Raisel Iglesias gets that big double play ball from Jeremy Pena to earn his 5th save of the year. Well, we mentioned Marcelo Ozuna going yard yesterday. He was accompanied by his teammate Ronald Acuna Jr., his first of the season, 422 feet off the batter's eye in straightaway center field. And here was Snit talking about Acuna finally putting one in the seats here in 2024.
Yeah, no, you know what? I said even last night he was kind of mishitting some balls and getting hits. And I was kind of almost like, you know, guys start doing that, then they're just, you know, they're ready to get going and get on a run. So, you know, he's getting his hits and stealing bags. And I'm sure it was good for him to get that first home run out of the way.
But he certainly had the stolen base numbers. He has been running free and easy. Good to see Ronald go yard. And we know when he heats up, he can put an offense on his back. We'll see if this is the start of good things to come for Ronald on base 3 times in yesterday's win. Well, it was a 6-game trip through Miami and Houston. And one guy who, as our own Ben Ingram mentioned, was the mayor of Miami, Marcell Ozuna, had himself a road trip. How about these numbers, folks? He was 10 for 25. He had a double. He had 3 home runs, including that huge swing on Sunday afternoon, drove in 10 runs, and he had just 3 strikeouts on the trip. Marcell with a .400 average and a .1264 OPS on the most recent road trip. And here was Snit after yesterday's win talking about Marcell's hot stretch.
No, it was great. Yeah, no, he's and he's had a, you know, the whole season longer than that, really. It's been a long time. Yeah. So, no, it's been big.
That's not right.
It's been big, all right, and he has seen some balls that were not strikes, and he still put them into the seats. I don't know how Marcell continues to do it, but it's been good to see him go with this 16-game hitting streak, and we'll see if he can make it 17 coming up tomorrow night. We mentioned it'll be Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves in the series opener coming up tomorrow night. It's a 7:20 first pitch, and that means Chris Domino and I will have you covered on the Ford Leadoff Show at 6:05 Eastern, 5:05 Central. Andrew Haney on the other side. Sale 1-1, a .458. Haney 0-2 with a 6.75. Then on Saturday, it will be Nate Eovaldi and Charlie Morton. And on Sunday Night Baseball, Michael Lorenzen and Darius Vines, your mound matchup. All right, when we return, we'll hear from Jeff Francoeur. He called the game on Tuesday night from Houston on TBS. And we'll hear from Frenchie as we continue with this week's edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report coming up next here on The Fan.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on 680 The Fan.
The laundry room. Until we got Xfinity, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. But now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
In real estate, it's all about the amenities. I should know. I'm an agent.
At Hyundai, all of our models offer first-class features, like Android Auto, an available Bose premium audio system, heated front and rear seats, and wireless device charging.
It's like an upscale home on wheels in here.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
Lease at Tucson for $209 a month, or get 3.79% APR for 60 months, or $1,250 bonus cash. Hyundai is a proud partner of the Atlanta Braves. Offers end April 30th. Call 813-867-0006 for complete offer details.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the home of the Braves, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
We continue on this week's edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report, usually with you Wednesdays, 2 to 2:30, pushed back to Thursday with the Braves in action yesterday. And one guy who had a front row seat of the Braves series in Houston was our buddy Jeff Francoeur, who's kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. And Frenchie, we were talking off air about obviously your opportunity to spend more time with the family, but I know you're still well in tune with what's going on with the Braves. A great start to the season, and certainly even through adversity, this team playing really good baseball coming out of the gates.
Yeah, thanks, K-Mac. Thanks for having me on, man. And yeah, I think the great thing is you look at it and it's like, you know, Ozzy's, you know, hurt right now. Ronald has not even got going yet. I mean, finally hit his, you know, first home run, on the day game in Houston. But that's the great thing, right? Like, our pitching has not done what we know they're capable of doing, and I think what we'll see eventually. And yet here this team is just rocking and rolling along. And I think it shows you the length of the lineup. It shows you how good that pen is when you grab a lead. And I think that's a great thing, right? There's some issues, but you know what, man? When you keep winning, it makes things a little bit easier.
No question about it. I want to get your thoughts from a player's perspective. When you see your starting catcher go down early in the season, when you lose one of the co-aces of your rotation, when you see your everyday second baseman, that's a tough blow, but you'd never know it from watching these guys on the field. Just talk a little bit about that mentality you have to have as a player, where you know things are going to happen. You know injuries are part of this thing, but you also know you have to move on, that no one's going to feel sorry for you.
Yeah, and I look back to the 21 season. We won the World Series and Ronald, you know, it's like they could have gone about that a couple different ways, right? Like, oh, man, crap, our MVP's hurt. And instead, they rallied around. And I just think that's the nature of this team. I think they get it from Smith, from the coaching staff. I think they see, you know, Austin Riley and Ozzy. I think that's such a huge thing. Yes, Ozzy's down, but he's going to keep guys going. And right? Like, that's the nature of the business, man. It is next man up. But I think for this team, the good thing is even in spring training, some of these younger guys, they feel part of the team. They feel important. And so when they finally come up, you know, they feel like they can, you know, fit in and do a good job.
You were sort of in a position like that as a young player. You come up, there's a lot of established veterans in that clubhouse. And it seems like what you experienced when you came up is very similar to what these guys are still saying. It's a very welcoming group. It's one that wants you to succeed. They want to help you, you know, get your feet wet and learn how to be a big leaguer. And it just seems like organizationally, that's something that this team has done so well historically. And I'm sure you feel much like, or you felt much like a lot of these guys do now that they're coming up, they're getting thrown right in the fire. But man, the confidence seems like it's at an all-time high from a lot of these guys. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. Look, I've always said it, man. Did we get our razzing when I was younger? Absolutely. Did they hammer us, make us do some things? But you know what? They took us to dinner. They got us suits. They made us feel welcome. And that not only welcome, Kevin, I think needed, you know, because there's a difference, right? Like, oh, hey, welcome to the big leagues / hey, we need you to produce. You know, we are glad you're here and we think you can produce. And so I've always said it, other organizations do not do as good of a job. There's no doubt. But these guys do a great job in SNIT of making you feel like, hey, you know what? You're part of this team. And I think it's why you're seeing Jared Kelnick get off to a pretty darn good start and be able to go is he's not feeling that pressure. It's like SNIT in spring training telling him, look, play great defense and get a knock every once in a while, right? Change the scoreboard a couple times a week and you'll be in there.
How hard is that for a guy? I mean, Frenchie, if you have a tough spring, and you're in a new surroundings, obviously you want to get off to a good start, but how much can that weigh on you mentally? I mean, I know that spring training stats can matter to some and not to others, but as a young guy, you're trying to make a good first impression. Do you feel like that was kind of maybe bogging him down a little bit the first couple of weeks of camp?
You know, I've told you numerous times, Kevin Seitzer was instrumental in my career, especially middle part when I got to Kansas City. And in 2011, we revamped my whole approach, my whole swing, the whole deal. And I'll never forget, you can go look, man, the first 2 or 3 weeks of spring training were not great for me. I mean, I was trying some things. I was trying to drive the ball the other way, work on things. It was a battle. But I'm telling you what, man, when the season finished that year, I had hit 47 doubles, and had a career year. And I think the one cool thing watching kick now is hitting the ball the other way. You see a lot of hits to left center and up the middle. And so I think you had to trust the process, right? Like, you're doing something completely different in game situations against really good pitching. And so I think for him, he finally got through that process, and now he's shoot on the other side of it. And, you know, he's confident.
What was spring training like for you? I mean, did you have a number in mind? Was it like, I need X amount of at-bats? I want to be seeing certain pitches. Like, did you have a game plan? And I'm sure you did. And I'm sure that kind of adjusted and sort of, you know, it tweaked itself as your career evolved, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I was very common with one thing. I wanted to see a lot of pitches. I did. I want, like, it took me a while to really get honed in on the slider, see the movement. But I also was very big on doing that towards the end of camp, you know, like, and that's the good thing, right? Like, a lot of managers are really, you know, they really talk to, you know, you and kind of talk you through what you need to do. And so for me, it was like, okay, you know what? I need to make sure seeing the last 2 weeks of spring, man, I wanted to play almost every day. I really did. Like, I wanted 3 ABs. Sometimes I had to talk my way in the lineup because they wanted to give me a break, you know, and I'm like, you know, I want to see. And there's a difference, right, of going to the backfield. I hate to say it, and getting 9 at-bats and facing a single-A guy compared to being on a big field and facing a guy that's probably going to be pitching during the season. So my big thing was the last 2 weeks of spring training, I wanted to play a lot. Now, the first 2 weeks, if you didn't want to play me, I was fine. I was going to golf.
Well, you got to get your swings in one way or the other, whether it's in a game or on the golf course, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I knew the first 3-4 weeks of spring training were for me for golf.
Yeah, there you go. Jeff Francoeur joining us on this week's edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report. Frenchie, you mentioned the job that Seitzer has done and he did with you in your career. I want to go back a couple of years ago. This was a Braves offense that struck out a lot. Matter of fact, they had the 5th most strikeouts in baseball. Last year, the 5th fewest. That is a remarkable turnaround for a team that has a lot of power hitters in it. Again, it speaks, I guess, speaks volumes to the work that Seitzer does, not only in the cage, but also how much he prepares those guys with video and scouting reports and all of the above. Seitzer, that turnaround is, that doesn't happen for a lot of teams, does it?
That year in 11 in Kansas City, man, I cut my strikeouts big time. Now, look, are you going to see Matt Olson? Are you going to see Acuna take some big swings early? Absolutely. But I think what you saw from those two and their prime examples last year, Kevin, was how many times did we see Ronald just shoot one through the second base side? Yeah. Just runner on third, runner on second. 2 strikes, free RBI, boom, here you go. And I think that's what you saw Matt Olson. He realized he's capable of hitting 280, 290. I don't have to live in that 240 range, right? Like, I'm a better hitter than that. And so I think that's the cool thing is that, you know, these guys have taken to that. Now, are they still going after big numbers? Absolutely. 2-1, 3-1, get that fastball and drive it. But all of a sudden, if you're 1-2, 2-2, and you got a chance to drive in a run, let's shorten up. Let's use the big part of the field. And I think the players have bought into that.
I think one guy you can say that's really bought into it is Marcell Ozuna. This time last year, Frenchie, we're talking about how much longer can they put him in the lineup? How much longer is he on the roster? Well, all he's done is lead the majors in homers and RBIs, 8 home runs, 23 RBIs. And I saw the stat, and I'm sure you're well aware of this as well. Going back to the year 2000, the most RBI in a Brave uniform before the month of May is held by some guy named Jeff Francoeur. He had 25 of them many, many years ago. And then Matt Olson matched that record. He's got like 11 games to go. I think your mark is in a little bit of trouble, pal.
Yeah, I think so. And for good reason, man. What a comeback. You know, it is funny, man. You know, I had 2 or 3 conversations with some of the brass, some of the higher ups last year, literally that last week of April, it's like, what would you do? You know, they were just kind of searching for answers. Would you keep running them out there? Would you keep doing this? And now, since May 1st of last year, Kevin, he is second in all, not just National League, all of baseball in home runs and RBIs behind Matt Olson. And it's like, here's a guy that you thought about possibly cutting bait with. And so I fixed a cool thing. We saw with Austin Riley that one year at third base, got off to that slow start. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, having the ability to be able to, you know, stick with the guy, to have patience. And, you know, so I think that's the good thing, that, you know, they're able to do that. And now it pays off. And now you got your DH exactly who you want.
Yeah. It's been huge. The turnaround's been unbelievable. And loyalty, it's always been a part of this organization's MO. You get guys that might be scuffling, but I think, again, you talk about Snit and all of his strengths. Seems like that's one of the things he really does well. And I'm sure going back to your time with Bobby, very similar situation. Hey, you might be struggling, but we believe in you long term. And that's got to give you guys all the confidence in the world when you're going through a downstretch, right?
You know what? I always tell people about Bobby, my favorite story. I come off that huge rookie year, right? Sports Illustrated, the whole deal. And I go to spring training in 06, and I played in the World Baseball Classic, which was a great experience, but I was a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. And I started the year 2-for-36. And I remember I was like, oh gosh, you know? And I got home and Bobby called me into his office, right? And I'm like, this can't be good, right? Getting called into the manager's office. I've never been called into Bobby's office. And he said, Frenchie, he said, no matter what happens, you're playing right field every game for me the rest of this year. Wow. So just relax, go out there and get it going. That night, I remember I blooped a single in, was 1-for-4. And the next night I had a multi-home run game and freaking just went off. And I always say that, you know, patience and having that confidence in guys sometimes is a little bit of all you need.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Well, we've seen it pay off for a number of guys. And it's so cool to hear stories like that, that managers, they believe you. They're not reactionary, right? I have to tell people, you have to remind folks sometimes, this isn't fantasy baseball, right? Where a guy has a rough couple of weeks and you drop him and move on. And that's really cool to hear that Bobby gave you that confidence. And obviously it paid off on the field. Hey, another minute or two with you. I know that we talked about the injuries a little while ago. Obviously losing Spencer, a tough blow. It looks like Max Fried's starting to come around a little bit. And adding Chris Sale into this staff certainly feels like that's going to be a big benefit. But how about Ronaldo Lopez and the job that this guy has done? 3 starts, 1 earned run, 18 innings worth of work. I mean, for a guy who comes over initially as a reliever, he's now in your rotation. How impressed have you been by what you've seen from Lopez?
Man, let me tell you, I knew he had a big arm, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen him pitch with the White Sox. So I didn't know how good a slider was. And I mean, his slider, he made Altuve the other night, and, you know, if you watched any of the games, Altuve's got off to the best start in baseball, probably him and Ozuna, those two guys. And he made him look absolutely filthy on those sliders. And so it's been huge. I think the biggest thing, and you probably know where I'm going with this, is how many innings can he give you? What does that look like? You know, if you skip him for, you know, a start or two to try to limit innings, does that affect how he's going? Now, I do love what Snit said. He's like, he's a big guy, right? Like, he's a big boy. So you hope some of that can go. But I will tell you this. I mean, it couldn't have worked out better that they decided to stretch him out in spring training with Spencer Strider going down. Because if they did not do that, man, I think you're talking a little more panic or different story right now. But, man, he's been great. And, again, I think the key is – wanting these starters to start going into that sixth inning and stuff, seventh inning, because if not, our bullpen, you know it, man, they're great, but you can't run them into the ground in April and May.
No, no doubt about it. They've been the big reason why. I mean, offense steals the show. I say it all the time, but you're not winning these games, especially on this most recent road trip, without those guys keeping it a 1-2 run game and giving this team a chance to do what they've done in the ninth, which has been nothing short of remarkable. So it's been fun to see, and obviously we'll look forward to seeing what those innings look like for Ronaldo Lopez. Frenchie, I told you before we hit record that I miss seeing you around the ballpark. I know this year is a little different for you, spending more time with the family, but I'm sure you're enjoying it, being a dad again, and I'm sure they're keeping you plenty busy, right?
You know what, man? Yeah, I mean, we got softball, baseball, lacrosse, so we're grinding. But you know what's fun is, like, I'm coming this Sunday, bringing the family. And then the 27th, that Saturday, we actually have no games for once. And we're coming again as a family. So I'm looking forward to, for the first time, watching a game with my kids and being able to have a cold beer. You know, not that maybe I didn't have one or two in the booth sometimes, but now I can have a legit cold beer during a game. So it's, you know me, man, I miss seeing everybody every single day, but dude, I'm watching at home. You know, my kids are huge fans, and we'll be down there this next 2 weekends. So I can't wait.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, man. It's always great to catch up. Always great to get your opinion and perspective on things. It's been a fun start to the season. And I know that you'll have a chance to be there. I'm sure the cameras are going to find you at some point there. So make sure you're not like chugging the cold beer while the cameras are on you.
Yeah, exactly. I always tell Gretchen, you know, the producer, our producer on TV, you know, give me a little heads up so I'm not picking my nose or doing something stupid.
Hey, that'd be a first time for everything. But
yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, Frenchie, we appreciate the time, my friend. Enjoy time with the family, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the ballpark real soon.
You're the best, man. Thanks.
That's Jeff Francoeur, and we'll continue with more of the Braves Clubhouse Report right after this here on your home of the Braves, the Fan 680, 93.7 FM.
This is the Braves Clubhouse Report, exclusively on 680 The Fan.
Hey Braves fans, spring and warm weather are officially here, and you know what that means. Bugs, termites, mosquitoes, ants, and roaches will be out in full force. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow Exterminators protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Atlanta Braves, so you know that you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com. That's 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
You shouldn't need a degree in finance to choose a checking account. That's why we made Truist One Checking. No trade-offs, no compromise, no hassle. Just the stuff you want from a bank that cares. And that means no overdraft fees, lots of practical perks, and automatic upgrades. Truist One Checking. One simple choice. Visit truist.com/one. truist.com/one. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
The 2 p.m. hour is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast's premier home exterior solution. Quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co. You're listening to the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, exclusively on Atlanta's sports station, the home of the Braves, the Fan.
Big thanks to Jeff Francoeur for joining us on this week's show. Of course, look for Frenchie in the building. He'll be there this weekend. Obviously, getting a chance to spend some more time with the family, certainly a priority for him. And, of course, we'll look forward to getting him back on the show again in the not-too-distant future. Mentioned it's a night off for the Braves tonight. They'll get back to work tomorrow. It's a Friday night fireworks extravaganza going on here at Truist Park. Braves will take on the Texas Rangers, the world champions, coming to town for a three-game series tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Yeah, it is. The Braves and Rangers nationally televised on Sunday Night Baseball. Miami Marlins will come in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And if you're looking to get out to the ballpark, better be here on Wednesday. Get a chance to get the Ronald Acuna Jr. 73 stolen base record bobblehead giveaway. That will be given out on Wednesday night. Day off a week from today on Thursday. And then the Cleveland Guardians come in for a three-game series. That'll be Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Braves will then have their first West Coast road trip. They'll go out to Seattle and Los Angeles. They'll see the Mariners and the Dodgers on the upcoming trip. So that's a look at what's ahead for the Braves. As far as what's ahead for us, we have Chuck and Chernoff coming up in just a couple of moments. Remember, we'll join you tomorrow night for the Ford Leadoff Show. Chris Domino and yours truly from 6:05 Eastern up until first pitch. We'll give you the starting lineups. We'll tell you about the pitching matchups. And of course, we'll continue to give you Prize Picks winners. If you tuned in yesterday, yeah, I told you Ronald Acuna Jr. was going to hit his first home run. I told you it was coming, and we'll try to duplicate that tomorrow. See if we can't have similar success. Speaking of success, home has been great for the Braves. They're off to a 4-2 clip here at home. Remember, they had 53 wins here at Truist Park a year ago, and certainly the fan support has meant so much to these guys. So hopefully you'll have a lot to cheer for coming up on this nice long homestand. As far as the standings are concerned, it's never too early to look at the standings. Never too early in the season. Braves enter with the best record in baseball. Oh, by the way, they are 12-5 on the season. They've got a 2-game lead over Philadelphia. 2.5 1.5 over the Mets, who don't look now. They have won 4 in a row and 8 of their last 10. The Metropolitans 10-8 on the season. And yeah, there's been some chirping in my mentions on social media from my friends up in Queens. So 2.5 back are the Mets. Nationals 4.5 games back. And then we mentioned the Marlins. Braves will see them on the upcoming homestand. They are 4-15, and they have had a really, really rough go. All right, well, Chuck and Chernoff are coming up momentarily. And Matthew, I assume there's another big program coming up this afternoon, right?
I mean, every day is a big program.
Every day is a major deal for you guys.
There is no such thing as a small show, just small hosts.
I've heard that rumor somewhere.
Man, why spread it?
How you doing, pal?
Doing good. Getting ready for a nice little off day for the Braves as they just destroyed Houston. There's something about beating the hell out of that team. I don't know why. Maybe it's the cheating past or, I don't know, whatever it might be. It's just fun going there and beating the ever-living hell out of them.
It was a great road trip. 5-1. Obviously, Marcell Ozuna, one of the hottest hitters in baseball. And continuing to overcome adversity. We talked about it with Jeff Francoeur. You've lost 3 key pieces to this team, and you haven't skipped a beat. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's funny, right? No, I was hearing like yesterday, oh, Houston's without this and that. I'm like, I'm sorry. My starting second baseman's not there. My catcher hadn't been here all year. My ace is now down. Like, injuries are part of this. You have to be built to sustain. That's what we always say about the Braves. They lose guys every year. They find a way to sustain. The Astros are 6-14. Like, I don't want to hear about injuries. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you look at their offensive numbers. Domino and I were pointing this out. They lead the American League in a couple categories. They're second in this, third in home runs, but you never know it. And look, if I'm an Astros fan, I'm waking up this morning going, man, we had plenty of opportunities to take 2 out of 3 against Atlanta.
Well, yesterday especially. Yeah. I mean, there's like that thing, whether it was the Abreu play at first base or just missed offensive opportunities, they could have put that game out of reach several different times.
Yeah, they really could have. So obviously a night off tonight, and what are you going to do with yourself? I mean, I know we're all just into this range now, this day in, day out, watching Braves baseball every single night.
I will find some ways to occupy my time. I did get my fix today. I was over with Dale Murphy today. We did the lunch with a legend over there at Hobnob in Vining. So I got my Braves fix. I talked to Murph for about an hour. He just remains still one of the great guys. His stories are always as good as they get. And just, I don't know. It's a shame that the Murph time ended the way it did here. He missed out on the 14-year run by a summer. Not in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he'll ever get in because the numbers have gotten dwarfed because of the steroid era. It's a phenomenal career that somehow gets overlooked in a lot of other places outside of Atlanta.
I mean, you talk about one of the most humble guys for all he accomplished and everything he did and back-to-back MVPs. You'd never know it when you sit down and talk to a guy like Murph.
The stories, and this will be up, I'm sure, at 680thefan.com, but he told a little more in-depth of the story of getting hit by or attempting to get hit by Tom Glavine and what led to that and the aftermath of the story with Roger McDowell. He talked about going to Bobby Cox and requesting the trade to Philadelphia. Like, there are a lot of things that, and I've talked to Murph dozens of times, that I always feel like I get something new out of him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Love talking to Murph. And I was talking to him at Austin Riley's golf outing last year. He's big still into that baseball Salt Lake City thing, trying to get a major league team out there.
He is. He has a lot of dedication to that community and trying to get that sports fan out there to sort of rally around it. I don't know if they're going to be next. We always hear about Charlotte and Portland and a few others, but I mean, maybe they get in line.
Did you see the mock-ups for that ballpark, by the way? How cool that would look with the mountains in the background?
It's it'd look amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah,
It would be beautiful. But again, I don't know what the order.
Right.
Portland's name always comes up in that as well.
Yeah, no question. Well, speaking of coming up, what's coming up on the big program this afternoon?
Oh, we've got a lot. Right off the top, we're going to hear some audio from the GOAT himself, Bill Belichick, on his new role now that he's not coaching in 2023. We will get set for a week away now from the NFL draft for the Falcons. So we'll get a lot of that. And, of course, revel in the Braves' hot streak as they're now sitting with the best record in baseball.
Well, we are looking forward to it, my friend. We'll enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We appreciate Jeff Francoeur, by the way, for joining us on this week's show. Matt, I will see you tomorrow. I just hope that the weather is as nice as it is today, tomorrow night when I come in and see you, so we don't have to have any weather conversations before we get on.
If you want, K-Mac, you hop over and see us here. We're at Smoke Jack Barbecue. Yeah, South Main Street in the Areta. So we'll be here all afternoon long. Come by. You have time off to enjoy yourself a beverage.
I might just do that. Maybe I'll swing by with the little lady. Maybe she'll come have some barbecue.
It is perfect patio weather.
There you go. All right, well, Chuck and Chernoff have you next. Again, big thanks to Jeff Francoeur for joining us. And we'll see you again next week for another edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report right here on The Fan.
Thanks for listening to this week's Inside Look at the Atlanta Braves. Join us every Wednesday at 2 when we take you inside the Braves Clubhouse. It's the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, an exclusive presentation of the Atlanta Braves and WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey Broadcasting Station, the home of your Atlanta Braves. The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.